Well, today is May Day, and essential workers around the country are protesting what they call unsafe working conditions during the pandemic. Of course, they are leveraging social media to get the word out. So let's get to our weekly social media roundup with Femi Okeh, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Jeremy.
So workers at Amazon, Whole Foods, Target, FedEx, and more are among those calling in sick or walking off the job today. What are you seeing on social media about this?
Some very high-profile influencers supporting the workers. So, for instance, in the last few hours, Senator Bernie Sanders has tweeted, May Day 2020, I stand with the workers at Amazon, Whole Foods, Instacart, Target, who are on strike. He talks about essential workers. Naomi Klein, again, another high-profile influencer, talks about employers treat them as disposable. These essential workers are on strike. So a lot of support. And also because there aren't that many protests that are happening actually out and about. So there are a lot of comments revisiting old May Day parades and remembering why it is that May Day is so important for workers around the world.
And what are some of these big companies saying in response?
Oh, they are ready. They're ready for the critique. So, for instance, Whole Foods has posted that we really look after our workers. In fact, a lot of the ideas for safety for our workers, that comes from the workforce itself. Whole Foods says this is what we're doing to take care of our workers. So right there on social, where the protests are happening, that is also where these big companies are also saying, hey, well, hold on a minute, we are looking after our workers.
Others are rallying to demand an end to stay-at-home orders. We saw this in Michigan yesterday with the armed protesters at the state capitol. You're seeing conversations heating up online about this. What are the protesters and their supporters saying, first of all?
Well, the protesters are saying that something has to give. It is important that we get back to work. We are really struggling. It is our right to be allowed out of our homes and to be able to go back to work. On the other side of that debate, people saw the pictures of the protests in Michigan and they called them domestic terrorists. They said, why are you carrying a gun? Why do you need to carry guns? And if there were any other group or minority group of people who went out and protested with guns, they would be in trouble. So drawing a comparison to the, here's one of the hashtags, white privilege, as social is calling some of these Michigan protesters.
And that is a debate that I'm sure is going to continue to heat up, not just in Michigan, but other areas as well as this goes on. Meanwhile, Femi, because it is Friday and you always like to bring a smile to our face, I want to ask you about something a little more fun, which is all these people are working from home and we're seeing them on TV and we're seeing what the house looks like. We're seeing what their background looks like. And now there's a Twitter account called Room Raider that is judging people's living rooms, kitchens, and home offices.
So much judgment, Jeremy.
How does this work?
All right. So you have to go and look at this, everybody. Rate my Skype room on Twitter. And you are marked out of 10 for things like composition, art, depth, books, lamp. Is your lamp turned on? Is your hair combed? What does your art look like? It is so much fun and it is not entirely serious. So for instance, Elmo was rated because Elmo was on CNN last weekend and Elmo got a 9 out of 10. Elmo was like, I love that. I love your colors. I love your background. Pete Buttigieg, Pete on the dangers of cutting one's own hair. His hair didn't look the best. He got a 4 out of 10. And poor old Beto O'Rourke, he got 0. And it was organizing rescue mission. Blink twice if you can hear me. This is so much fun because it's doing basically, Jeremy, what you and I and we're all doing is we're kind of peeking around the guest or peeking around the host just to see what their houses actually look like. The team behind it are a partner team, and it's Jesse Bari and also Claude Taylor. And they are partisan and they are very liberal. And so they make a lot of fun of anybody who they either roast or compliment, but people are loving it and even trying to submit their Skype setups to see what kind of number that they will get.
I had no idea that so many people had built-in bookcases, but it seems like everybody does behind them in their Skype shot. Femi Okeh, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Thanks as always.
You're so welcome.